from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm depressed.
Me too. Yeah, actually, I feel pretty good, to be honest.
Then why'd you lie?
Because
what
I wanted to
Crowley
make you
doing with
I
this
wanted to
seat?
Make you feel better.
I'll tell you why I'm depressed.
Because you broke the button.
No, I don't care about that. You know, we're one game into the NFL season. I'm excited. Everybody's excited. I'm getting older and I'm cynical and all that, but I love the NFL. I'm excited like a small child about the beginning of football season. But then I watched the game last night, and it feels like one game in, I'm reminded that this entire exercise is fruitless and pointless. Some would say like life itself. Where are we going here? What are we doing? What's the meaning? Nothing matters. If Patrick Mahomes is healthy, the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl again. Watching him at the end of that game, and I like him, and of course respect him. I like Andy Reid. I kind of like the Chiefs. And yet I also hate them, and I'm enraged by them. Most importantly, I'm sick to death of them. I'm sick of them. The whole band was back together. Taylor Swift was there. Mahomes was throwing to Kelsey. Chris Jones was rushing the passer. I'm sick of them. One game in, and I can't help but think that the entire season's already over. With 271 regular season games and the playoffs left, the Chiefs have already won the Super Bowl, it feels like. Their third straight. And I'm wondering if you are too out there. Obviously, I'm overstating it a little bit. If you're just sick and tired of watching that, and I realize we have a big quarterback story here, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. But emotionally, that's where I begin the show today. I don't care which quarterback plays. It doesn't matter. I don't care about the Steelers' schedule. Doesn't matter. I don't care about the people back in Buffalo, my friends and family, rooting for the Bills. Maybe this will finally be the year. Doesn't matter. Don't care about the Dolphins and Tua or whether Joe Burrow comes back or whether Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott ever get their act together or whether the 49ers are the most talented roster or not or what's Saquon going to be like in Philadelphia or Jim Harbaugh with the Chargers. None of it matters. Nothing matters because we're going to have to watch this again. We're going to have to watch Taylor Swift again and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes. And Andy Reid and Chris Jones. And that's why I come to you depressed today, City Limits. It's like every great team. You know, when I was growing up in a different city, I got sick of the Steelers and very angry with them. Why? Because I was jealous. We were jealous. Everybody outside Pittsburgh was jealous. Who wouldn't want to win like that? And every time you turned around, it was Steelers, 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 Steelers in the Super Bowl every year. When I was covering the Penguins winning Stanley Cups here, including the back-to-back, people were jealous and sick of it. The Patriots, my God, they had two separate dynasties in this century since 2000. They went like 8 years without a Super Bowl win, but they had something like three before that, three after. I don't know what it was. You get sick and tired of watching the same team over and over and over again. It's boring, honestly. Last night's game was pretty exciting to watch at the end. And Mahomes is phenomenal, and he's fun to watch. And Lamar was great, and he's fun to watch, except at the end when he misfired on a couple. But we all knew who was going to win the game, didn't we, City Limits? And we all know who's going to win the Super Bowl if that guy's healthy again. So it feels like an exercise in futility. That's how I'm feeling this morning. And let's talk about Russell Wilson's calf. What the hell does it matter? It doesn't matter. He might play. Justin Fields might play. George Pickens might become a star. The young offensive line might come together, or they might suck. Najee Harris might have the best year of his career. Pat Freiermuth might catch 100 passes. He might become Tony Gonzalez. Cam Hayward might be great, or it might be the end of his career. T.J. Watt might set the sack record. Minka might come back and be the MVP of the league, or the defensive player of the year, like Pompeiani said yesterday, or he might have zero interceptions again. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters. The Chiefs are going to win again. And I hate everything.
What a chipper way to start off the morning on a Friday, Joe, huh? We get the first week of football back. We're one game in, and you're already crowning the champions. Complete over-exaggeration, I think, in my part.
Yeah?
For at least in my belief.
Okay.
Watching that game, it did obviously look like Kansas City was the better team. It didn't surprise me that much because I still think Baltimore is trying to work out some kinks, especially defensively, with a new defensive coordinator, a lot of new defensive coaches on that side of the ball. Also, we saw Roquan Smith, other than that interception, was not very good without Patrick Queen, at least in the first half. And Lamar missing a throw to a wide-open Zay Flowers. The play to Likely, which could have been a touchdown if it wasn't for...
Yeah, I know.
His shoe was like a 9.
Right. We all say this. I saw the Bills lead them with... I hadn't even gotten that part yet. I can't even talk.
This is a beatable team.
The Bills just gave them a sprinting star. They just gave them the new Tyreek Hill, maybe. What are they doing?
That's ridiculous.
They also gave him Patrick Mahomes, by the way, and two trips to the Super Bowl. The Bills, of all teams, handed the Chiefs a dynasty. Here, have Patrick Mahomes in the draft. We'll take a third-round pick.
And it was said at the time, when that trade happened for Likely, like, what are you doing, Buffalo? Like, why? But my point to the matter is, it might feel that way in terms of the Steelers and Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, because watching that game last night, immediately in the first quarter, I thought, oh, I don't know how the Steelers are going to keep up. Christmas Day is going to be difficult. Two games against Baltimore. I know they own Lamar Jackson. They're probably going to lose one of them. That's just a track meet on both sides of the ball. Does anyone on the Steelers offense have that type of speed? Have that type of explosiveness?
Yeah, the guy who might play quarterback on Sunday.
He's the only
George Pickens.
And he's not going
George
to start
Pickens.
This week. Yeah, George Pickens. He's not Xavier Worthy. He's not even, I don't even
Wait
think
a
he's
second.
Rashee Rice at
Let's
this
Let's not
point.
Go too far with Xavier Worthy
I'm
here.
Talking about speed, not,
oh, yes.
not skill
well, nobody
not
is.
Skill talent.
The Bills handed it. They handed the Chiefs the fastest guy whoever's been on a football field, maybe.
Yeah, fastest
And they only
ever.
Got a third-round pick out of that.
That was my big takeaway, but to immediately crown the Chiefs as Super Bowl champs.
It's over.
I don't even think we're close to that.
You and I and everybody else knows that the road to the Super Bowl goes through Kansas City. The Chiefs weren't even good last year.
No.
They had a crappy regular season. They were barely getting by. Their offense stunk, and they still won. It seems to me now they're determined not to have a slow start like last year. They lost their opener last year. And I realize they also gave up 452 yards last night. I don't care about that.
And I picked the Chiefs to win last night. I still think it. I think it goes through Cincinnati this year. And maybe Cincinnati has to go to Kansas City.
Nah, they're the Bengals.
I think Cincinnati's going to beat them.
No, they're not. Nobody's going to beat them. The season's over. They should cancel the rest of the season. It's over. They have the best coach. They have the best coordinators. They're unbelievably well coached. They have like three guys in their rookie class, including their new left tackle. And yeah, he struggled a little bit at times. You know they're going to get him up to speed. You know they will. They got a starting left tackle. Maybe someday he'll live up to the great Dan Moore, do you think? Huh? I hope the Steelers draft another left tackle next year and don't play him at left tackle. What are they doing? Kevin Dotson and didn't play him at his position, and now he's a star. They drafted Kendrick Green, who was an undersized guard at Illinois who didn't want to play center, and moved him to center. They drafted two left tackles the last 2 years, and neither one of them is a left tackle. What the hell are they doing?
And now they don't start the explosive quarterback who could give them a dynamic factor like these two teams have. And yes, turns the ball over, but I mean, risk it for the biscuit, I guess, right? The old saying goes, I don't know, why not?
Funny you should mention that, because I went back and read Peter King's piece on the drafting of Mahomes. And the Chiefs had a scout who absolutely loved him, and then they played possum the rest of the year, and two other guys loved him. Two of the brightest offensive minds maybe in football history loved him. Sean Payton and Bruce Arians. And they were both going to take him. Sean Payton, it was like, when was Mahomes drafted? 10th or 11th? 10th. I can't remember. But the next two teams behind him were New Orleans and Arizona. Or they were right there. They were the next two teams that were going to take Mahomes. Bruce Arians said he went to work out Patrick Mahomes in 35-mile-an-hour winds. And he'd never seen anything like it. He said it was the second-best quarterback workout he ever had in his life to Andrew Luck. They were ready to take him. They didn't think Kansas City was going to take him. Kansas City had a quarterback in Alex Smith. They were already good. They were already a playoff team. Arians was like, they're not taking him. Even after they traded up, he didn't think so. He was stunned. Peyton didn't think they'd take him. Peyton loved him, too. Wanted to keep it all quiet. Didn't even stop at the Starbucks on the way out of town when they went to Lubbock, because he said, sometimes when we go visit people, we'll stop at a place like that. They'll take a picture and everybody will know we were there. Then everybody will know we worked out Mahomes. No, he wanted that all quiet. He was so blown away by Mahomes. So a team with the 27th pick in the draft, the 27th pick moved up to 10. How many times has that happened? That big of a jump into the top 10 in NFL history. 27 to 10 because the Bills. Was this Doug Whaley's fault? Probably not. It was Sean McDermott who really wanted these picks. So the Bills trade out of the 10th spot. Oh, if it wasn't funny, I would cry. It's not funny. It's tragic. I may cry. They moved up from 27 to 10, and they took Patrick Mahomes right in front of Arians and Peyton. And, of course, the Browns were in the mix, not knowing what the hell they were doing at the time. They could have had him, or they could have had Deshaun Watson back before all of that happened. They could have had the great version of Deshaun Watson, the one in Houston. They didn't get him. I don't know. And then this year, in one of the weirdest trades I've ever seen in my life, the Bills trade their pick to Kansas City so they can move like a spot or two in front of the Bills and take Xavier Worthy. And what do the Bills have out of it? Another third-round pick? What are they obsessed with acquiring third-round picks in exchange for forging Kansas City's dynasty?
Who's their number one wide receiver?
I guess Keon Coleman, the guy they drafted. And to be fair, I guess we have to see how this will all turn out. No, we don't. We all know how it'll turn out. He'll suck, and Xavier Worthy will be a great player because it's the Bills and the Chiefs. And yes, the whole exercise feels pointless. But my question for people is, where are you with the Chiefs right now? Are you sick to death of them, as I am, of the whole scene of Patrick Mahomes? And I like him. I do. But watching that last night made me sick. It was a continuation of last year. And the year before that, it was just another. It's one long season where the Chiefs keep winning. I can't take it anymore.
I think it's,
do you have the quote from the guy calling in Zangrilli? I'm him today. I'm him. That guy. Yeah. Do you have Andrew calling in with the wooden teeth? Because I need a lighthearted moment, too. This was George in Washington calling.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And do you have Bob calling the whole thing off by saying, no, 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 you can't.
No. You can't do that.
You can't do this. This was, I was watching Kyle Brandt this morning, who's great. He called it nightmare fuel. It is. Watching that game last night was nightmare fuel. Not just that it was the Chiefs, but that it was the Chiefs with reinforcements. It was the Chiefs with the fastest guy in the league handed to them on a platter. I'm sick of it. I'm sick. Are you sick of the Chiefs out there? Like, people were sick. I'm thinking of all the dynasties I've been sick of in my life. The Canadians. Oh, my God, it's them again? In the 70s. The Yankees. Alabama. I'm not even going to watch the national championship, I remember saying a couple years. I'm so sick of watching them. The Patriots, my God.
I think the Patriots were harder to swallow because they were consistently beating the Steelers.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
The Chiefs aren't.
There's literally millions of us permanently scarred by the Patriots.
I hope they never win another game ever again.
It's just visions of Belichick and Brady, basically. Just sickening is what it was. And it was the same damn thing. How did they get Randy Moss? What? The Patriots got Randy Moss? How did they get Darrelle Revis? Why didn't 31 other teams get Darrelle Revis? How did the Chiefs get Xavier Worthy? Oh, I don't know. Because the idiotic Bills handed them another player.
New England turned a lacrosse player, Julian Edelman. Who was it? Julian Edelman? Was
no,
it or Amendola?
No, it wasn't Amendola either.
It was one of those
the
guys.
The lacrosse player was the guy, Chris Hogan. Was that his name? Hogan's hero? I don't know who he was. Was that the lacrosse player?
I thought it was either Amendola or Edelman.
Seriously, 412.
I thought it was Edelman.
No, he wasn't a lacrosse player. I'm sorry, Limits, to crush your dream. 412-928-9370. 928-9370. Talk to me about the Chiefs. Seriously, in the context of the Steelers or if I was doing sports talk radio in any other city today, does it feel futile? You know, let alone cities with real contenders. You know, Detroit. They're on fire right now, thinking about the Lions, for probably good reason. Cincinnati has Burrow back. The Ravens can tell themselves, we stood toe-to-toe with Mahomes and the Chiefs last night. We can beat them. The Bills, they always stand toe-to-toe in the playoffs with the Chiefs till they lose. We can beat them. I'm sure there's excitement in Miami and the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. Houston with C.J. Stroud. Wherever the Chargers play with Jim Harbaugh. Everybody 0-0 except the teams from last night. So anybody can win the Super Bowl. Hope springs eternal. But there's those damn Chiefs looking at us, laughing at us. I don't know, man. I don't know. It does. It feels Patriot-like. It feels Yankee-like. It feels Montreal Canadiens and Alabama-like. It's just, like I said, let alone in places where they have actual Super Bowl aspirations. Do we really hear? Do you really hear? There's nobody on earth who thinks the Steelers are a Super Bowl contender. Nobody. Certainly not Vegas. No prognosticators. If everything goes perfectly for them, if everything goes perfectly, they're probably still not a Super Bowl contender. Maybe in a year where everybody's scrambling, you got a shot. But as long as that guy's healthy, I feel like nobody has a shot. Yeah, we can all stand toe-to-toe with the Chiefs. They should have lost here. They should have lost there. That's kind of the point. There's never has been and never will be a dynasty in the NFL where you just crush everybody and walk through the league. It's do you have that little edge at the end of games? That's the question. The little coaching edge, the quarterback edge, whatever it might be. They're unbelievably underrated defensively. You know, they've won huge games with their defense, the Chiefs have. And how Steve Spagnuolo has never gotten another head coaching job is a mystery to me. You don't look at that and say, let's get that guy because he failed somewhere. Marv Levy failed in Kansas City. He did pretty good after that. 412-928-9370. I don't mean to be depressing, but it feels depressing. You're not, though. You're excited. You don't believe in the Chiefs this year.
And yeah, it was Chris Hogan, the lacrosse player. I got my wide receivers for New England mixed up because I'm definitely studying that on an everyday basis.
That's okay. They all sort of fit a similar profile. Off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding, here's a rundown of what's happening on today's show. Did I just do a Ron Burgundy there? Am I reading the teleprompter? I should actually give the rundown after saying presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Guess what? We signed a free agent on this show.
We did.
We've even stolen him. Nick Costas, who I tuned into religiously every week on the morning show. I think he's the best prognosticator in the world. He's entertaining. He's fun. He's cocky in a good way. Love it. We got him at noon, don't we?
We got him at noon.
Doran was lamenting that fact on the way out the door.
He was not very happy about that.
Yeah.
But they have Lee Sterling, so.
We're the Chiefs. They're the Bills. We get Xavier Worthy. We get Patrick Mahomes. They get a pile of coal in their stocking, don't they? Well, no, they have Lee Sterling, who's also very good.
Yeah,
I heard him
too.
This morning. He's excellent. But I'm happy with Nick Costas.
Yes,
really
I'm very excited.
Happy. This is the best addition to the show. You might notice that Paul's not here. We miss him dearly, don't we?
I really do.
So,
what is he doing today?
I don't know. I have no idea. So that's the long and short of it. And I really would love to hear your thoughts on the Chiefs and Mahomes. And man, I love that phrase from Kyle Brandt, nightmare fuel. That's exactly the way I felt last night. While being, you know, it was wildly entertaining at the end. It was. But just to see Taylor Swift up in the press box and Kelsey and Mahomes and the whole thing. I don't know. Maybe it all falls apart. Is that the other possibility? No, it's not. How old is Mahomes?
It's not going to all fall apart, but somebody's just going to get him. It's just the nature of sports that somebody's finally going to get these guys at some point. They're not going to win every single season. They're not going to win the Super Bowl this year. I would bet $100 on it.
He's 28. Is he going to get as many Super Bowls as Brady?
I would bet not.
Which is what, seven?
Brady has seven.
He has three.
He has three.
Really four because they won the Super Bowl last night.
No, they didn't.
All right, let's get to the story of the day with the Steelers. That is Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Wilson listed as limited with the calf. You know, my spidey sense always goes up in these situations that somebody's screwing with somebody on game plan, subterfuge, all that stuff. That happens in the NFL. I was talking with Doran on the way out today. He was in the NFL. I'm not saying it is happening, just that my spidey sense goes up a little bit because in this situation, you would be preparing, I think, for two radically different players and radically different offenses. If it's Justin Fields, it's run, 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 including the quarterback with a bunch of read option stuff. You know, you saw Lamar last night was their leading rusher. Strong possibility that could be Justin Fields if he plays. So I wonder about that. I wonder what we'll see on that injury report today, if anybody behind the scenes will give us little clues as practice is going on, what's happening. My sense is that this could be a case of subterfuge and that Wilson's going to play. Having said that, that's just a thought. That's based on no hard and fast evidence. So if Russell Wilson does not play, if this is real, and sometimes these calf injuries are very, very tricky. You can ask Joe Burrow about that. You can ask Kevin Durant about that from the NBA Finals a few years back. Sometimes it feels like they're masked as Achilles injuries or turn into them or something. It's weird. But calf injuries can be tricky. That's the bottom line. So what if it is Justin Fields? then we could be wildly entertained in a good way or a bad way. Then it's way more boom or bust for me. And it could be boom. It could be, you know, it could be a track meet in there, in that dome. And he may thrive in that environment. But you look at Justin Fields' career, and it's a lot of boom or bust. This guy has had phenomenal games in his career. 2022, he goes 3 touchdowns, no picks against Miami, and runs for 178 yards. And they lose by a field goal. One thing you notice, too, about Fields' career in Chicago is they specialized in losing close games. And if he could have found a way to win, he'd still be there. Those games. Like I said with the Chiefs, it's kind of the point that it's close and never seems for sure. That's the NFL. It's who gets it done at the end and who doesn't. So you have losses like that Miami game. You have the next week against Detroit in 2022. They lose by a point. He throws for a couple touchdowns, runs 13 times for 147 yards and 2 touchdowns. He lights them up like a pinball machine. The next week, throws for 1, runs for 85. They lose to Atlanta by what? A field goal. And then everything fell apart for him. And he's also had disaster games. These games that you cringe at, that you see from quarterbacks around the league. 8 for 17 for 100 yards against Houston a couple years ago. You know, stuff like that. 7 for 21 in a season-ending loss to Detroit. It's boom or bust. Last year, he has back-to-back games against Denver and Washington where Justin Fields throws for 600 yards and 8 touchdowns and runs for another 100 yards. Did you hear that, City Limits? Back-to-back games where he threw for roughly 800 yards and 8 touchdowns and had like 90 or 100 yards rushing. That was against Denver and Washington. They lose to Denver by what? Yes, a field goal.
A field goal.
And then they blow out Washington because everybody did that. And then he had other games that were what? At Cleveland, 19 of 40 with 2 picks? Did I say 19 of 40? Yes, I did. You know, 11 for 22 against the Chiefs. Against Detroit, throws for a touchdown, runs for over 100. They lose by what? 5 points. You were going to say a field goal.
I was going to say a field goal.
I know. They found a way to specialize in that. So I think that's what you get. I feel like there's more I could depend on with Russell. The ceiling's lower, but the floor is higher with Russell Wilson. That's the way it feels anyway. That's the way it feels to me. But that also leaves, you know, an exciting uncertainty out there with Justin Fields. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely more excitement around Fields because you don't know where you're going to get in a different offense.
This guy could go off. There's no doubt. He could run for 120 yards and throw for 3 touchdowns. He
possibly.
Could.
Or we could see what
happens.
Or go
19 of 40 if they fall behind.
That type of thing, because the hit level for quarterbacks that go to a different team is not very good when they struggle in their first contract with the team that drafted them. I mean, what quarterbacks can you point to that it's worked out for? Drew Brees. Any others? Any other takers where they struggled with their first team and then it wasn't good or it was very good afterwards?
I mean, there's
a new situation.
There's
Tannehill?
There's some, but not a lot. You're right about that. And then the amount of sacks he takes, is that a function of a bad offense in Chicago? Is it a function of a bad offensive line? Or is it a guy who doesn't have a pocket feel? Like, I don't want to see more Kenny Pickett, who used to run, used to circle out of, into danger. Used to circle out of a space, a safe space, into danger. But you look at the sack numbers. Here's some games in a row. 5, 6, 5, 4, 4, 4, 3, 6, 2, 7. Last year, 4, 6, 3, 4, 3, 4, 2, 3, 3, 3, 3, 5. You can't have that. And I don't know what that's a function of. You know, anytime one of our teams acquires a player in any sport, you think you might have a handle on it. You don't know till you see him. game in and game out till you see him snap in and snap out with Justin Fields. Is he the type of guy who, when he's running out of trouble, keeps his eyes down the field to make plays, a la Ben, a la Lamar, really? Lamar made some ridiculous plays last night. Is he that kind of guy? Does he keep plays alive to make a bigger play down the field? Does he have a pocket presence? Do things happen on time and in rhythm in an offense? Can it with Justin Fields? From the outside looking in, without watching many full Bears games, it seemed very chaotic, and that seemed to be the case in the preseason as well. It'd be like, oh my God, what a play Fields just made, but is he running an offense? Is there any rhythm to this? Or is it just a guy who's going to make a spectacular play once in a while for his team or the other team, and it's going to be, and in the end, it's going to result in losing by 5 points or a field goal. You know what I mean? Limits?
Yeah, I see what you mean. Wilson is the safer bet to prevent, to make sure there's closer games compared to Fields, because he'll make too many mistakes in key areas and potentially run into sacks and fall into sacks and all the above.
Don't get me wrong here, everybody. I'd be excited to see it one way or another. I'd be excited to see it. This guy against Denver last year, 28 of 35 for 335 yards and 4 touchdowns. You know, I'd be excited to see it one way or the other. But I think Wilson would give him a better chance to win, honestly. And it feels like this has been sort of very, almost low key. Nationally, people jumped on an alleged quarterback controversy when there really wasn't one. There really wasn't a quarterback controversy here. But now it feels like it's heated up. And sure will, for good maybe. If Fields comes in and has a great game, then what do you do? Wouldn't you have to play him? And the one thing that happened in the preseason that I am convinced of, all reports that Fields was having a good camp, I think that Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith may have moved up the timeline. I think they have to be tempted to have the kind of offense to feature, to try the kind of offense that early Lamar had with Greg Roman. And Justin Fields would be that guy. I have to believe Tomlin is very, very tempted by that idea. Let's just line this thing up. You know, like the 2020 Ravens or whatever it was, a couple years back to back there, and just.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two
rest. Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Run the hell out of the thing with a quarterback who can pull it and go 70. It seems to me, from the way that Mike Tomlin talks about running quarterbacks, from the way he's talked about Fields, I mean, he fell in love with that guy back in college, and yet he says now he's shocked by his athleticism seeing it up close. He has to be tempted. So there's a lot going on here. 412-928-9370. Your thoughts on the quarterbacks? How would you feel if Fields had to play? And your thoughts on the Chiefs? I really want to hear this. They've become that team. They've become the Patriots. And they have a chance, by the way, to, I think, inarguably become the greatest football dynasty of the Super Bowl era. You win 4 out of 6 and 3 in a row. It's really hard to make a counter-argument. 928-9370. Sort of a mix of excitement at the start of the NFL season. And I don't know what you call it. Angst. Feelings of horrible deja vu, nightmare. The Chiefs are back, and they're the specter that hovers over the whole NFL, making every other action, every other transaction, every other move, every other injury, every other game feel fruitless. Or maybe I'm just unusually depressed today. In which case, before we move on here, and the Steelers question of the day is if it's Justin Fields, how do you feel about the Steelers' chances? I was saying pretty much boom or bust with a lot of examples from his career, but in order to elevate my mood, I do like to hear Andrew Filippone calling Bob. Let's hear the call itself, where he calls in as George from Washington. George in Washington, I should say. And Pomp seems to go along here, even through the wooden teeth. I'm convinced that if Andrew had brought it back and just said, what, are you making fun of my wooden teeth or something like that? That call goes on with Bob believing that he's talking to a man named George in Washington. Limits?
Hey, let's get right to it. George in Washington. First up tonight. Hey, George.
Bob, in 1923, Charlie Grimm had a 30-game hitting streak for the Pirates. Do you think that Brian Reynolds is going to break that record?
Well, the way he's swinging the bat now, yes, I expect that to continue, although it gets harder as the days go on.
Bob, I remember Charlie Grimm. He played with Pie Trainer. Hold on, let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better. Bob, what are you doing taking George in Washington? It's Pony.
I know.
How are you falling for this again?
Well, I was going to say I felt bad. I didn't. That was that was Paul snapping on me Monday.
He really got, but Pony really got Bob there, huh?
I forgot about Bob yesterday. How about that? Why didn't you say into my ear, we were out in Monroeville, Paul and I. Bob was in the studio, and I forgot that he was part of the show yesterday because it was a Thursday. We went on for 15 minutes. Why didn't you say, hey, get to Bob, or Bob's here. Bob's waiting.
I sent you a text and said, don't forget about Bob, as Bob and I look at each other.
I was in the middle of talking.
You've sent me texts in the middle of segments before.
That's because you use your phone in the middle of segments for messages. I don't. I'm busy.
I have to make sure we book Nick Costos properly for today.
Try to find that moment, by the way, because that was fun. I think it was at like 10:13, maybe.
I told you right before the show started that we do have Bob.
you know better than that by now.
Yeah, it's...
You could tell...
Even though you called me 5 minutes before the show to get a soundbite.
I forgot 6 times that we were in Monroeville yesterday. And that's after Paul and I both forgot the day before. We never went. That's why we went yesterday, because we both forgot about the day before. So you know what you're dealing with here.
We are really one well-oiled machine.
Well, I'm a forgetful man. B, there's a lot happening here, City Limits.
Oh,
I've got guests coming in. I've got opinions to talk. I've got people to talk to. Speaking of which, let's get to the phone line. So we got?
We have Bob. He wants to talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Bob.
Starkey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm going to cheer you up a little bit.
All right.
I hear you about the Chiefs. God, not again. Jesus.
Not again is the perfect two-word phrase. Not however, again.
However, you do, you know this. I think I'm the same age as you, same era. So we've been watching this for a long time, right? The past 50 years, okay? So it was the Steelers in the 70s, it was the Cowboys in the 80s, 49ers in the 90s, and then so on, right?
Then the Patriots for 20 years.
Right? So what's the common theme there? Franchise quarterback.
Yep.
Surround him with good players, good defense, and there you go. Ride that, baby. And it's KC's time. It's KC's time.
Yeah, but how long is that time going to last?
As long as they can maintain that combination.
How long have you been a Steeler fan?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? 40 something years.
Okay,
dude. I believe this.
Okay. I grew up a Bills fan. I'm honestly a little bit, you know, I don't go watch the games like I used to, but I still have people there who are rooting for them. In these two markets, are you still alive?
I'm right here.
Okay.
Right here.
That sounded bad, didn't it, City Limits?
Just a little concerning.
I'm out of my morning walk, Joe. Sorry.
Well, okay. Are you on a sidewalk?
Yeah. No, I'm on my road now. I'm good. I'm quiet.
Well, all right. Sound like you were walking in the middle of a highway, but that's beside the point. You know, in markets like Buffalo and Pittsburgh, it almost feels like, what's the point here? Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's especially depressing for, you know, the Steelers are more of a fringe contender. The Bills are considered, you know, a legit contender, although I'm not sure about that this year.
Yeah.
But, man, it's just, this kid's 28 years old. I don't know if people realize how close he's been to winning, like, the Super Bowl every year. He won it in 19. The year before, he lost to Brady in overtime in the AFC title game in Kansas City, 41-38, when they didn't have the rule yet where the other team gets a shot at it. Then he went to the Super Bowl and lost. Then they lost in overtime to Joe Burrow in the AFC title game, and then they won 2 Super Bowls. He's this close to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Super Bowl appearances and maybe 4 wins by now, if not 5.
Yeah, it's just you got it from the standpoint of our Steelers, you got to get that franchise quarterback again. Ben's gone. We're in this in-betweener stage.
How do you feel about Justin Fields if he plays this game?
Plus mine. I don't know. Show me what you got, man.
Yeah.
You know, make those right decisions, move in the pocket. I don't know.
All right.
Not hugely. Yeah.
Well,
By the way, you guys are just I have to tell you, I want to thank you guys. You guys are just outstanding sports journalism. The level of entertainment that comes out of you guys is just fantastic. You guys are the best in the world. I look forward to listening to you every single day. Even though I'm a Sox fan, a Celtics fan, whatever, my heart is in Pittsburgh for that black and gold. And I love listening to you guys. You guys are awesome.
Hey, man, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's a good little promo to clip out there. Did you hear that?
That was great.
Wildly praising us.
I think that's got to be our promo. Thank you, Bob. That made my day, Joe, to be honest.
I'm no longer depressed. Who's next? Did it sound like he was getting tracked down by like an 18-wheeler there?
Yeah, or somebody was getting way too close to the curb he was walking
and
on
it was,
the sidewalk.
It was sort of leading. You could hear it from 100 yards getting louder and louder. I thought we were going to have a horrible ending to that call.
Remember earlier this week we were talking about, has anybody actually been thrown under the bus?
Yeah.
Bob might have gotten thrown under the bus. He might have been the first person ever.
He was close. Who's next?
Mike in Maryland.
Hey, Mike. Mike? I'm not sensing that Mike is there. City Limits. It sounds like a dead line.
I think he's on mute.
He's on mute. By you or by him?
Not by me.
Can you use a paw pause? You better use your first paw pause. This one's on you, buddy.
No,
you're squandering your paw pauses early in the game. Then it's on him. He has to use one. It's a media timeout.
All right, let's go to Brian in Brookline.
Brian?
Hey, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, so I was thinking about a lot about what you said. The Chiefs are the new Patriots. There was one team that was able to beat the Patriots, the Giants.
Yeah.
But they also had Steve Spagnuolo, and now it's on the Chiefs, ironically.
Good point.
The Giants just presented a matchup problem for the Patriots and Tom Brady. Tom Brady, for whatever reason, couldn't beat the Giants. So there's the clue. There's a team that Mahomes has kryptonite against. We got to match up accordingly. He's not perfect. We just got to take advantage of what he does bad, which is very few things.
Wait, what team does he have kryptonite against?
I don't know. We have to find that.
Oh, okay. We'll try to figure that out.
It ain't the Steelers. So,
if it's the same recipe, and I appreciate the call, then it would be a team that's destructive up front defensively. I mean, when you look at it, the Bills basically beat them once in Kansas City until Sean McDermott just went crazy in the final 13 seconds and was acting like and putting a defensive alignment out there like the Chiefs needed a Hail Mary touchdown to win the game. I don't know if he thought that he was up 4. He wasn't. He was up 3. And all they needed was a field goal. It was one of the worst manglings of the end of a playoff game in NFL history. But they had them beat that day. And they ran the ball on the Chiefs all first half last year in the playoff game in Buffalo. Then they gave up on the run. And then they had a chance to send that game into overtime, and the guy misses a 3-yard field goal. Where was Steve Spagnuolo, the head coach? He was an interim head coach with the Giants. He was a head coach with the Rams from 2009 to 2011. That's it. And the fact that he hasn't been hired by anybody, has he even been interviewed? Has he been interviewed? He was 11-41 with the Rams, but who cares? How does this guy not get another chance to coach? Let's see when he was with the Giants. Yeah, he was with the Giants when they snapped. That's what got him basically his head coaching job. Because they're the guys that ruined the Patriots' perfect season. Who else we got, Limits? Who's next?
Let's go to Greg in Wilkins Township.
Hey, Greg.
I just wanted to say I really like the show.
Thank you.
I like most of you guys, but...
Who don't you like? Tell me who you don't like. Is Malzie at the top of your list?
No, I won't get into that.
No, I want to hear that. It's okay. Everybody has thick skin around here.
Okay.
It's Pony. You don't like Pony, do you?
The afternoon guys are way, way too negative about everything.
I knew that's where you were going. Didn't you know he didn't like them?
That was my thought, yeah.
I knew Malzie was at the top of his list, but go ahead.
Here's my comment. So I'm a longtime Steeler fan. I've been a Pittsburgh resident most of my life, but I did spend 10 years in Seattle.
Yeah.
And now I've been back home in Pittsburgh for the last 3. I was watching Russell with the Seahawks. He had a lot of time back in the pocket. He seemed to have a lot of times when he was sacked. I don't remember how many, but it was a large number usually. But he did look downfield all the time while he was scrambling, and oftentimes those were some of his best.
Oh, no doubt.
Best plays, or even best touchdowns. His guys, his receivers, knew how to scramble when they saw that he had trouble. So if he, you know, if he does a little bit of that, that's cool. If not, well, you know, 36 is not that old, but I think he'll be fine at quarterback, assuming he didn't do something
so do
more
I.
internal
yeah,
to his and, knee or leg.
Right, and those can be tricky. Appreciate the call. I like Russell Wilson, too. I'm not willing to bet anything of value that he's going to be great this year or even good, but I I'm leaning in that direction still. It's just that these things can be very tricky. Yeah, and he made a career out of making plays like that. He is a guy that moves around in order to create something more down the field and constantly has his eyes down there. And you're right. You know, a lot of plays, a lot of memorable plays in Seattle.
No, not again!
What was that? Did you hear that? Was that Pump?
I think that was you, Joe.
Was it my computer?
I think it was your computer.
That sounded like the guy who called Zangrilli.
Yeah, I did not touch anything.
Are you sure?
I'm 1,000% sure.
Somebody said, no, not again.
Had to be your computer.
Let's hear the Zangrilli guy, because it sounded just like him. No, Dan, I can't take this anymore. That might have been that guy. All right. Where are we? 50-minute mark on the Fan. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. From the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest, run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 937thefan.com contesting page. Limits, I met a guy yesterday who had the most aggressive, hardest handshake I have ever experienced. His name was Jerome. I met him at Meadowlink. I played a little bit of golf yesterday, and then he was teeing off, and he listens to the show, and we wound up playing a couple holes together. The hardest handshake I've ever experienced. Who are you talking to? What is happening here? What's going on?
Someone's calling in on the hotline, and we have a lot of people who are angry about the Chiefs. I got to see.
Who's the hotline? Who's
the hotline number? I have to see. I don't know.
What do you mean the hotline? Is there an emergency? I'm telling you about a handshake. This is important stuff. Anyway, you got to get the handshake right out there, gentlemen, when you're meeting somebody. You really do. This guy almost broke my hand. Then there's the little dead fish handshake. You can't go that way either. There's such a thing as a firm, confident, friendly handshake. Hello, I'm Joe. Good to meet you. This guy, he had a gigantic hand, and there's a lot of bones in our hands, and I thought he broke every one of them. Tell me about your handshake experience with people, Limits. Sometimes you get the little dead fish, right?
Yeah, that's occasionally.
Like, come on, you got to give me more than that. And then there's the guy like Jerome from yesterday. It was unbelievable. I'm telling you, there was a guy from the course who witnessed us meet each other. And I said, that guy almost just broke my hand.
You were mystified by his handshake. It was too firm of a grip, of a grasp on your hand.
I didn't know. There's always a meaning behind a handshake.
Every time Doran.
This one felt like I'm not, you know, you're on the radio, but I'm not intimidated by you. And I'm really friendly and good on top of that. And here I'm going to break your hand to prove it all.
Every time Doran tries to shake my hand, I feel like he's going to break my hand.
Yeah.
But he does that just to be funny.
I think so. Tell me about that.
I like going for the dap up with people. Especially the people I know. No. Yeah. You know how you dap people up whenever you're friends with them or you meet them and you give them the dap up.
I'm talking about the initial, my name's Joe.
You're talking about like you're meeting somebody brand new. You don't know them. It's a professional handshake.
A professional or friendly handshake. Hello, Joe.
You cannot squeeze your hand very tightly. This is not a stress ball right
here. No, it was more than that.
They were trying to prove a point to you, Joe.
He was trying to say something.
Standing
to
my ground against you,
right.
The famous writer and sports talk host. This is who I am. Know my strength against you. My strength against your will is superior.
Something was happening there. Now, Steve Peterson, remember him from Pitt? He had the opposite handshake, and I always thought the message encrypted in his handshake to me was, I don't like you. I'm not giving you my hand in friendship. Even in respect.
So you got the dead fish.
Here,
did you get the eye contact? Eye contact's key.
Right. Here's a dead walleye. You know, here you go.
You need to include nice to meet you.
You're getting nothing. Now, my dad's friend, Patrick Young, the late Patrick Young now, wonderful man, Bears fan. He had a hearty, great handshake when you saw him. It was firm and friendly and fun, but it wasn't injurious. Which is what Jerome's handshake was last night.
You know who else has a great handshake?
Who?
Ray Fittipaldo. He's next.
Yeah, we've gone over
time. He should be right now.
I had another point about handshakes that I wanted to make.
Do it with Ray.
All right, we'll do it with Ray coming up. Fan weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% fine. My dad has a really normal, good handshake. John Starkey, great to meet you. Here, we're equals on this earth. Just me and you. We're all human. We're all in the same plight here.
Yeah.
We're all going to die someday. I'm pleased to be your compatriot here on earth. That type of thing. You know what I mean?
It's professional, but not out of line.
Your dad had the same handshake as mine. Very friendly and warm and yet firm.
That makes me feel good. I'm very glad that that's the case. My family has taught me how to shake hands well, apparently.
I think that that's an important skill to have, is the right handshake. I really do. And I don't blame Jerome. He turned out to be a really nice man. We played 3 holes of golf together. But I told him, too, that you gotta fix the handshake. That's literally... You literally injured my hand in that shake. All right. I can't remember the other point I had.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.